Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're now going to talk about Marsh's current case study in residential real estate.
I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
And I'm Marsha Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
Hey, Marsh, when you came into the radio station today, you mentioned that you've got a couple of offers that you have to respond to. Tell us what's happening.
What's happening? We've got one property that's listed at 650 and it has six offers on it right now. So what we're doing is we're setting a deadline so that it's a real fair playing field. And we say by this date, at this time, submit offers and they'll be considered all at once in the pool of opportunities to the seller. Then I've got a property that's 425 that has 10 offers on it, and another in Creswell that has four offers on it currently.
Wow, that is fantastic. Okay, so let's start with the 650. How long of a window did you give? Like 72 hours?
7 days, actually. You want to get a weekend, especially in residential real estate. I had two people come up to fly up to see this property while it was on the market. They needed the time to navigate this. The buyers, I feel for the buyers because each of them think this might be their next home. And this is your home you're looking at. And with that in mind, you've really got to be respectful and predictable in the process.
And I'm curious, did they see it on Zillow or multiple listing? Did their broker send it to them?
It's brokers that I'm seeing, not general public approaching. So they're really relying heavily on, with this low inventory, you've got to know that it's there. You've got to understand the rules to the game, and it's tough to navigate on your own, I think.
Yeah. So the one that you have 10 offers on, how are you going to advise the seller how to pick the best offer?
We've got to look at the strength and likelihood of success first. So strength the buyer financially. If there's cash, they've got a huge advantage. It's tough because cash just kind of is king in this market. But not ultimately, you've also got to make sure that they're in, that they understand the property and everything. They've already seen the disclosures, that they are understanding this property and that they know what they're going into too. Because like Bob Nelson would say, it's ready, fire, aim, marketplace. And so you really want to make sure these people have the confidence to close, as well as the financial wherewithal.
So if you had an offer that, let's say you only had two offers on the table, one was all cash and the other one needed financing, but it was close to the all cash one, obviously you're probably going to lean towards cash. At what point do you decide, I'd rather go with the financed property because it looks a little more solid? Is it all based off of price at that point?
No, it's not all based on price. There's a margin. So you do have the ability with the right counsel as a buyer's agent how to present this. You have the ability to win over cash. Cash obviously is going to be powerful in until they don't step up to the plate in price. But if you have a good equity position, 20% equity may mean a waiver of the appraisal these days. So it's almost as good as cash in that sense.
Wow, that's great.
I'm Marsha Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.